Welcome to Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting third. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Terry Humphrey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Baylor Moore. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Baylor Moore. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Gene Kleins. Batting second. The second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Manny Sanguillan. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Robertson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gene Alley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nelson Briles. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Nelson Briles. And now, play ball. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a line drive towards the mound. Briles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen strikes out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins takes first base on ball four. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kleins. The throw from Humphrey and he is safe. Kleins steals second. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kleins moves to third. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett strikes out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sanguillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day takes first base on ball four. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan strikes out. One out. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson strikes out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey hits a line drive towards short. Allie reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Baylor Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley takes first base on ball 4. Nelson Bryles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryles is hit by the pitch. Alley moves to second. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Humphrey for a passed ball. Alley moves to third. Bryles moves to second. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kleins takes first base on ball 4. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0 for 1 in the game. Stennett takes first base on ball 4. Alley scores. Bryles moves to third. Kleins moves to second. It's 1-0, Pirates. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stargell takes first base on ball 4. Bryles scores. Kleins moves to third. Stennett moves to second. It's 2-0, Pirates. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanguillan hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kleins tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Pirates. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Stennett moves to third. Stargell moves to second. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hebner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stennett scores. Stargell scores. Robertson moves to second. It's 5-0, Pirates. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into right field. Kleins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton hits a line drive towards short. Alley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a pop-up towards short. Alley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Expos nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Nelson Bryles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryles is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bryles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Kleins strikes out. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Stennett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fairley. Stennett reaches second base with a double. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Stargell takes first base on ball 4. Stennett moves to third. Oliver moves to second. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sanguillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey is called out on strikes. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Day hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hebner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 0-for-1 in the game. Humphrey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Foley moves to third. Hal Breeden pinch hits for Baylor Moore. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sanguillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Expos nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Mickey Scott now pitching. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robertson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hebner hits a pop-up towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Alley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelson Bryles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryles is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bryles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robertson moves to second. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Kleins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Singleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jorgensen moves to second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fairley hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stennett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Expos nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stennett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Oliver strikes out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Stargell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Humphrey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sanguillan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7. With the score, the Pirates 5, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Richie Zisk now playing left field. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Day hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Day moves to third. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Humphrey hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Day tags and scores. One out. It's 5-1, Pirates. Bob Stinson pinch hits for Mickey Scott. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Expos 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Pat Jarvis now pitching. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robertson hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hebner hits a pop-up towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Alley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo pinch hits for Nelson Briles. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jarvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ramon Hernandez now pitching. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 3 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ali scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Woods pinch hits for Mike Jorgensen. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Expos 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Ron Woods now playing left field. Ron Fairley now playing first base. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Kleins strikes out. 1 out. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stennett hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Woods settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 3 in the game. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 3 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Clyde Mayshore pinch hits for Boots Day. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore takes first base on ball 4. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Foley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mayshore moves to third. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Humphrey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 5, and Montreal Expos, 1. Goodbye from Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh.